It's been a year since people around the country and here in the North Country began a new push for racial justice. Potsdam marked the anniversary of its first Black Lives Matter rally with a small vigil earlier this month. The movement also sparked huge public art installations, like the George Floyd mural in Minneapolis and the huge Black Lives Matter street installation in D.C. One major public art show going around right now features a work by a Thousand Islands artist. A conversation with her on today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day is brought to you by Claxton Hepburn Medical Center, remaining dedicated to providing high-quality, personalized care to patients. ClaxtonHepburn.org.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Monday, June 14th, Flag Day, never officially made a federal holiday. But since the flag was first adopted on this day in 1777, there have been 27 official versions of it. First up, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state is 0.1% away from a big goal. 70% of New Yorkers 18 and older getting at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccination. That's when he said the state will sunset most COVID-era restrictions. Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
Cuomo says Sunday's vaccination numbers show 69.9% of all New York residents 18 and older have received a dose. But he says the numbers of vaccinated vary greatly by zip code, with rates in some low-income urban and rural areas as low as 38.8%. The governor says local governments need to focus on those regions and give it one more push.
Go to churches, go to social events, go to community events. These are the places where we have to target to get that vaccination rate up.
The governor says when the state's vaccination rate reaches 70% of people 18 and over getting at least one dose, he plans to hold a celebration. He says that could happen any day now. Currently, the number of adults fully vaccinated who've received all of their required doses is lower at 60.1%. Cuomo also announced that because of the continued low virus positivity rate, it was 0.4% statewide on Sunday, the New York State Fair will open later this summer at 100% capacity. He says social distancing will still be practiced whenever possible, and unvaccinated people will still be asked to wear a mask, though no one will be asked for proof of vaccination.
That is on the honor system as a New York State person. So unvaccinated people wear masks, but otherwise it will be the fair, as you know, the fair.
Cuomo and state fair officials say they will likely downsize the current mass vaccination site at the fairgrounds, and they're considering scaling back other sites where Cuomo says the activity has slowed to a trickle. But he says there will still be vaccinations available at the fair and other more targeted locations around the state. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
A new public art show on display in five major cities around the U.S. features work from an artist based in the Thousand Islands. Canadian Heather Hayes lives and works in Gananoque. Emily Russell spoke to Haynes about the piece included in an ongoing show which debuts today in New York City.
If you could just start off by describing the piece of art that was selected for the show. It's called Universal Language.
The painting is of an elderly couple embraced in a loving position. The woman is snuggled up to her husband, almost going to kiss him on the cheek. It's a universal symbol of love. And this is an Mbuti couple who we would think of as Pygmy, traditional Pygmy indigenous people of Ijwi Island. So I've painted them in a way that they have halos around their head, but in the form of how saints were in churches. I've actually used 23 karat gold leaf around their heads. And then I have rays coming out from that like you would in a stained glass. And then I've put in the natural foliage that's seen there on Ijwi Island. I see them as a culture, a people that we should be looking up to. But instead, in reality, they are suffering one of the worst fates of a human being on this planet right now.
You've been making art for years about the people of the Congo. What is it about that place that inspires you?
I went to the Congo because I'd read a book about the women of the Congo. It's called A Thousand Sisters by the author Lisa Shannon. And it spoke about the women of the Congo and how it's one of the worst places to be a woman. There's been over 5 million people who have lost their lives in the last 25 years since the Rwandan genocide and the flood of people who came down there. There's hundreds of rebel groups. The amount of unrest and violence happening, it's just unspeakable. It's unthought of. So if you have an opportunity to do something, you will. So I had the opportunity to do something, so I did.
One of your previous works of art or installations has inspired a nonprofit, The Art of Courage. Can you talk a little bit about the purpose of that project and what it does?
So The Art of Courage is using art as catalyst to create change. It was inspired by my Wall of Courage, which is an 80 painting installation that I created of 80 orphans who were living in the Congo. I used this as a way to tell the story through the art and then get sponsors and donors. And through that, we look after 140 orphans, built a school, the Jonathan Holliday School. We have agriculture projects, a women's center. So it's unique because it's using art as a way to connect with people here to do something for the people who I've been inspired to tell their story.
What do you hope people take away from seeing this piece of art, Universal Language?
Well, racial justice, we know what that is looking like and feeling like in the States in particular, and taking a look at everywhere we go, how that is affecting how people are treated and what privilege looks like. You know, I hope that public art is a great movement, and it has been. And through this pandemic, we've seen how, just like in the Black Lives Matter Plaza, how incredibly powerful that is and symbolic. Around the world, people know that. So this is how art can be used to influence and educate and inspire.
That was Canadian artist Heather Haynes, who lives in the Thousand Islands in Gananoque, speaking with Emily Russell. Haynes's art has been on public display in recent weeks in Washington, D.C., Chicago, L.A., and Atlanta, and is being shown today in New York City. The exhibit is sponsored by the Petroda Art Gallery. We have more news all the time on our website, ncpr.org. Music today by Christopher Watts of Canton and Gretchen Kohler and Daniel Kelly, right down the road in Potsdam. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.